Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest this lovely May 7th morning, the day before Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, all you wonderful mothers out there, is Brad Perrin. Hello, Brad Perrin.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here.
And hello, all you wonderful success friends. Brad, you know, you epitomize to me, you're the epitome, I guess is the way we say it, of an entrepreneur. But say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And welcome, all my wonderful success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday. The perfect way to end your weekend, start your weekend. You know, Brad, we provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. Yes, every Saturday morning, we get to rekindle our romance with success. Loving it. And hello to Bob at the controls this morning. Bob, we love kicking off this Saturday morning of talk here at KLBB Radio. And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And Bob, they get to hear you every day at Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, noon to 2.
Noon to 2 with Stan Turner. Mm-hmm. And then are you on the Saturday show also? Or
Nope, I'm not on the Saturday show.
So they get to hear you here on Saturday. They get to hear you 6 days out of the week. Isn't that fabulous? But Brad, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. The principle is, have a grand obsession, which I define as having something in your life that is bigger than you, and then all you need are the tools to keep that grand obsession fueled by a burning desire. Mm-hmm. The success tool that will be the focus of this show, and Brad, I picked this one out especially for you, is Inspired Initiative, or as I like to call it, a drive to thrive. And thrive you've done, Brad, and before we get too much into our discussion, let me talk about you, Brad. You and I go back, what do you say, about 30?
Oh, at least 30 years.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Unbelievable. You've done a number of things. I've done a number of things since we've known each other. One of your loves is acting, right?
That's correct.
Are you still able to do some of that?
Absolutely. And I plan on doing some more in the future here.
Oh, so very good. I know you were working at the Hudson Playhouse. Was that the last?
It was at Lightway Church in Cottage Grove.
We did. Okay. Okay. That's right. There. I think you did do something in Hudson, though, too, once or way back.
A lot of River Falls.
River Falls. That's okay. Right, yeah. Fabulous. You've been in sales for, basically, you've been selling yourself for those 30-some years, too, right?
It's about 30 years now.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
It does.
10 years ago, I might be a little bit short on it, but about 10 years ago, you started your business, BLP Advantage. Is that somewhere in there?
Maybe I started in 1999.
Goes was that it far, really that, it was far? That far? Wow. Back. The Alzheimer's is kicking in for me, isn't it? But that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that was back in 1999. Well, Brad, let's do this. As a teaser, let's give our success friends your 30-second elevator speech.
Okay. Yes, I am owner of BLP Advantage Industries, which is a residential appraisal business. I do residential appraisals in both Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Fabulous.
And like we've talked about, I've been serving the St. Croix Valley since 1999.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? Well, we're excited to have you here on KLBB Radio. We should have had you on sooner, Brad, but I'm sure this is now a busy time for you, too, with real estate
sales
up.
It's picking up now, exactly.
Things are moving, aren't they?
They are. They're moving. This is the time. This is the season when things get launched and really get going. So
fantastic. So, Brad, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show, and the first reason is a very selfish reason. I want all of my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency and get a free quote for their home and auto insurance or their business insurance. And, Brad, I now even have a wonderful life insurance product. I call it the No Physical, No Background Checks Guaranteed Life Insurance Policy. And we can issue that policy in about 10 minutes. Not bad, huh?
That's amazing.
But more than that, Brad, you know, I've been blessed to work with many small business people like yourself. I know firsthand just how much work it takes in this day and age for the small business guy to prosper. And I think it's so important for us to work with our neighbors and to keep businesses local as much as we can. So we're trying to spotlight the people that I insure, like yourself, to let our success friends know, hey, we're out here. We'd love to do business with you. Just give us a call, right?
That's right.
Success friends, even more than that, though, I know many of you work diligently on a daily basis chasing that grand obsession. Brad, I know you do, just as I have and still do. I remember getting started back in the day, Brad, no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Living in a small place. I remember going to one of the furniture warehouses. My wife and I bought some used furniture and brought home a table. And, you know, it had the three legs. They were all different sizes, a little bit wobbly, right? Things, you kind of had to hold things up when you're eating dinner. But, you know, that was okay because, Brad, we had dreams. I couldn't wait to be somebody with my, you know, achieve something with my life. 30 years ago, I lived by a saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Because, Brad, as you recall, you knew me back then, I was doing without. But I was dreaming within. And I've been fortunate to meet some great people along the way, people that might have said the right thing at the right time, or maybe just gave me a sliver of belief that I could achieve the dream that I had set out to achieve. Success, friends, whatever dream you want to achieve, tune in here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a little inspiration that can go a long way in helping you reach your dream. Hey, and check out gpsforsuccess.com for more motivational ideas. And Brad, the wonderful thing about that website is that there is zero advertising on it. Just ideas as to how to succeed at whatever grand obsession moves you. Now, Brad, I know, you know, I'm remembering the beginning days back then, the challenging years. Tell us about when you got started. Do you remember back getting out of college and thinking?
Oh, sure. In fact, when we first met, I think I was in college.
Yes, you were
just getting your insurance business off the ground.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, you may have planted the entrepreneurial bug in me because I wandered off into, after college, ended up thinking I was going to join the corporate world. And I started off at Green Tree Financial Corporation,
okay,
thinking I was going to climb the corporate ladder,
right?
You know, like Jerry Lewis in the movie. I was going to climb. I didn't start off in the mailroom, but pretty much the same thing. I was part time,
pretty close.
Worked my way into it and got a nice position. I was a supervisor. I had about 60 on the staff that I was supervising. I was moving up. The company was growing. It was growing like crazy, and all of a sudden the department changed and they came out with the new salaries. And I about choked. I was getting paid probably less than some of the guys I was training in. And that was my reward for all of that effort. And I think that's when that virus, that entrepreneurial virus kind of kicked in and told me, it's time to go back into business for yourself. What am I doing here? So that's when it started for me.
That's just fair.
And I've been independent ever since then.
And you know, you've been, that's back, what, 1990, somewhere in there, right, early 90s,
yes,
maybe? But you know, you've really been on your own the whole time, haven't you?
That's right.
And if you don't get out of bed in the morning, it ain't happening.
It's true. And I struggled. I mean, there's a lot of that where you can be a superstar for Monday, and then comes Thursday, and you've dropped the diet, you're off the exercise program, everything's fallen off to the wayside, and it's hard to be motivated for every day of the week. And so you need those kind of inspirations and things to keep you going.
How long, you know, let's kind of get off track here, but a little bit, you know, how long did it take you where you really could just motivate yourself? You kind of realized that, hey, it's up to me, you know, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Do you remember that at all, kind of, or did it just morph and suddenly here I go?
I was struggling along with parts of it, and then I stumbled across a book, which maybe, I don't know if I've given it to you or not, but I should introduce it. Unsolicited plug here. I'm not getting paid for this. It was a book written by called The E-Myth, and the idea was Michael Gerber.
The E-Myth. Okay.
The newest version is The E-Myth Revisited, and The E-Myth stands for the entrepreneurial myth.
Okay.
And the whole concept is that once you've made the move, let's say you're a polished technician at something, maybe you're a computer repair technician and you're doing a really good job, and you're going along and you realize, hey, maybe I should be in business for myself. Mm-hmm. So you take the plunge, and after about a year or so, you realize you're working for a lunatic yourself.
That guy in the mirror, huh?
That guy in the mirror.
Hey, I work for him right now.
And the reason is that you become a three-headed monster. The first one is the entrepreneur, and that's the dreamer, the one that launched you into this, that got you going. That's the planner. You're excited about this business. You want to build this business. You have these dreams. The second piece is the technician. That's the job that you do. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the skill that you had, but that's the job that you're used to doing. The third head is the one that most people have a hard time with, and that's the manager. Most people don't realize what it takes to manage a company. And that's where a lot of businesses fail, is because they don't know how to do the managing of the business day to day. And so understanding that piece, and Gerber does a great job of describing that scenario and helping you really establish that. He also gave me a real passion for business. The business can be exciting. It can be fun. It can be fruitful and adventuresome. And so there's more to it than just punching a paycheck.
Right. Right. So that, and you read that back in the 90s and said, you know, I'm going to get serious about this, and I got to kind of figure it out. A lot of it is self-management. Would you agree with that? Or?
Absolutely. And even as you grow, you may bring in individuals but if you've got a plan in place that allows you to manage that, then you can do any business.
Right.
You don't even have to have the skill in that business, but just that piece of it can be more difficult than the actual task of the business itself or the skill that it takes to run that business.
Right.
Managing it can sometimes be the part that brings you down.
And you know, we do struggle, and if we don't find something out there to grab onto, that is a lot of times where we do fail, right?
Absolutely.
So you were able to grab on that book that helped you kind of keep going, and away you went, right?
Absolutely.
Brad, I love it. You know, Brad, one of the things, too, I think one of the, you know, we talk about the E myth. I think one of the success myths is, you know, we think of successes of what we see on the magazine covers, on TV, all these wonderful people that are so much smarter and better looking than me, right? and the reality is, you know, I believe that people like yourself are the true business leaders of today, the unsung hero, if you will. You get very little recognition, right? But you truly affect the community. I mean, you know, you don't just help a real estate agent sell a house, you help a person get into a home. You help the mortgages move. I mean, you just the little piece you play, it helps a lot of people. I mean, I love you because somebody's got to buy a house, I have to insure it, right? But that's, you know, but that is what the small business does, that entrepreneur does. It affects so many people. And Brad, if you fail, you don't have a gold parachute.
Absolutely not.
Right?
No, it's being able to kind of, and that's where, you know, like you said, when do you get to that point where you feel like you need this? I still think I need the motivation. I need that, that, you know, it's not
you
like
need success
ever,
Saturday,
you
right?
You need success Saturday. I mean, you need to be able to kind of have that, something that will continue to feed you, because you can't do it on your own energies. And
it's hard
and you need
stuff.
Something that's bigger than you that really drives you forward.
What gets you up in the morning and keeps you working at night, right?
That's right.
You know, Earl Nightingale stated that success is the active realization of a worthy goal. And, you know, too many times we need to think that we need to attain our goal to be a success, when really all we truly need to do is to work towards a goal. And as the proverb states, Brad, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters why you do it. Any thoughts on that one?
Absolutely. I think I have what motivates me sitting right in front of me every time I get to work. I've got my wallpaper on my computer is a picture of my daughter smiling at me, and right
there
next to that is a picture of my smiling son. And the two of those two are evidence of the things that it took a long time for my wife and I to get to that point.
Right.
And that was a lot of our struggles, and a lot of our motivations were trying to achieve that, and we had to use some alternative methods, which were timely and expensive.
Right.
And so those are some obstacles that we had to overcome. Hmm. And those two things remind me that there is obviously something much bigger than me, because I was not able to create those on my own.
There you go. I like that. And Brad, We're going to get right back to your story here in a minute, but you know, we want to talk about that. It's that special time of the show, right? It's time for our success quote of the day. And Brad, we know you brought one that you have, so I'm going to let you start our success quote with yours today.
My quote is from Thomas Paine. It's, "What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly." Mm. It is dearness only that gives everything its value.
Just like your children, huh?
Just like my children, exactly, and that's what motivates me.
You can't take any of this stuff for granted, can we?
That's right.
And Brad, David Weinbaum said, "A window of opportunity won't open itself." You need that individual initiative, don't you? You got to get going. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. I'm going to give you another one from, there's an ancient Chinese proverb says that there are many paths, but the only one that leads to the top of the mountain is the one you make yourself. Wow, we got some good stuff, don't we? But Brad, you know, I read these quotes, I think of you, I know how you've worked nonstop all these years to build the life you've built. It's just fabulous stuff. But you know, let's talk a little bit about BLP Advantage, about you. I mean, how did you get to where you are today? You know, like you say, you started out with Green Tree and...
Right. I got left there. I knew I had to work for myself. And I was, at that point, I think we reconnected at that point, yeah, because that's when I was in the telecommunications field. I was doing cellular phones and knew that I could at least drive my own income that way. But it wasn't an industry that or a business that inspired me. And the time my wife was working in the mortgage industry, and I had another friend who had started an appraisal business. And with those two connections, it was something that I could own myself. Mm-hmm. And so I got licensed and got started in that. And it's a tough grind at first. It's definitely an apprenticeship type of a business. So you really are an indentured servant for a couple of years trying to get things going. Right. So it's weenie water soup and
what you doing within while you're doing without, right?
What you doing without.
And Brad, you know, what about adversity? How did you deal with adversity? Because like you say, I mean, you do start up on your own. The money's not coming in. You're trying to figure out what the business is even. How do you, and today you still, I'm sure, have adversities, but how do you deal with adversity? What's your secret?
Well, me, and as for some people, I'm sure, I lean on my faith for that. And I dig deep into that. And a lot of it has to do with, again, thinking of something that's greater than myself. And if it was just my own aspirations, I would have failed a long time ago.
Gotcha.
And just thinking there's something bigger out there to reach for, whether it's serving somebody else. I think there's more fruit in serving somebody else than there is in feeding yourself.
And
just the satisfaction of doing that. And to do something that, again, feels like you're helping or impacting somebody else.
Right.
Like you said, even if it's appraising or if it's insurance, you're impacting other people's lives.
Right.
And in a positive way.
And you're controlling your own.
And you're controlling a little bit of your own destiny, a little bit of your own piece of it. And nothing is more valuable to me than my time.
Right, right.
And you learn how to be able to use that, and that has been something that has been real important to me.
Fantastic. And, you know, Brad, I talk all the time about a grand obsession. You know, what gets you out of the bed in the morning and keeps you working at night? And I'm going to have you share your success with our success friends, your grand obsession. But before we do that, I want to talk about a very important success tool, an inspired individual initiative, otherwise known as the drive to thrive. Because success, friends, it doesn't matter what your dream, the success tools will work for you. I mean, if you just want to lose 5 pounds, the success tools will work for you. That's not the problem. But Brad, how has this success tool helped you to keep going when things get tough? You know, that individual initiative.
It's a good pick-me-up whenever you're relying upon your own energies, you're going to collapse at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having that focus in front of you, something that is greater than yourself, some kind of a service or something that you get out of it, it creates that ability to overcome those tough days because you're going to have them.
I like it.
They're going to bump into them all the time, and you got to get yourself off the mat. So it's kind of a reboot.
Gotcha. And it makes you stop, think, I got to start over tomorrow, let's go.
Exactly.
Because, you know, adversity, I think when you're doing your own business, adversity is kind of the gist of this success thing. If we can get over the adversity and continue moving forward, then we have a chance of succeeding, right?
Exactly.
You know, so I like it. And, you know, everybody does have a little bit different. And we've been very fortunate to hear a lot of guests tell us a lot of different ways that they do handle adversities. But Brad, before we go too much further, we should let our success friends know how to get in touch with you. So what is the best way for, is it a phone call, an email?
Phone call or an email. Email at blpadvantage@gmail.com.
Okay.
The other option would be a phone call, 651-470-2648.
Brad, I think we're going to back this show up again real quickly. Could we want to make sure our success friends can get a hold of you. Tell us again those ways of contacting you.
Email at blpadvantage@gmail.com or phone call at 651-470-2648.
Fabulous. Or they can, we'll also have a link on our website. So if they need, they can always call the agency and say, how do I get a hold of Brad? And we will definitely tell you. But Brad, I also want to remind our success friends to go to GPS, the number 4 success, and sign up for our free lemon drops. Because like you say, you need something every day to kind of keep you inspired. And you know, all a lemon drop, Brad, is, it's a little inspiration that will melt in your mind all the day long. And Brad, now we come to this part of our show where we're wondering if you've ever heard the song, I'm Going to Write Myself a Letter. Does that one ring a bell? Bob, I think we're going to be in trouble here. Well, Brad, I'm going to sing a few lines for you, okay? And if you if it comes to your mind, you know, you can join in. How's that sign?
Okay.
And I'm wondering today, too, if, Jerry, how about if you start the song off for us?
Gee, I'd love to do that, Tom.
All right. So, Jerry, and you, we'll sing it, Brad. If you think of something, join in. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, Jerry. One, two. One, two, three.
Sit right down. Write myself a letter.
And make believe it came from you. Remember that? Don't the right words, oh so sweet. A little kiss is at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And success, friends, for those of you that sign up for a lemon drop at the end of the week, Friday afternoon, you also get what we call a slice of success. And this is a congratulatory note for a job well done with words oh so sweet. They're going to knock you off your feet. Because let's be honest, Brad, who's telling us that we're doing a great job? Our boss, our spouse, our kids, our dog? Well, I'll tell you what, you sign up to get a lemon drop, we'll tell you, and we'll give you kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. And how's that for timing? I hear it's time for a lemon drop. Wait for it, Brad. Wait for it. Ah, we want to make a big splash in our success friends day. Jerry, how would you like to read our lemon drop for today?
I'd love to, Tom. If it's to be, it's up to me.
Not bad, huh, Brad? I mean, that's a little thought to let melt in your mind, right?
Absolutely.
Now, as I was mentioning before, Brad, I talk all the time about a grand obsession. What is it, success friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? Brad, what's your grand obsession?
Like I talked about before with me, it's my kids.
Loving it.
It's something that my wife and I have worked a long time for. And that's why my quote is so important to me. It's those things that you work hard for or that you put all the effort into that are the most dear to you. And that's having something for them, to provide for them and to bring, to make their life a little bit better.
I love it.
And working for them, it's obvious they're in charge.
Right.
And they're unionized, so they're in good place. So it's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
I think you get one of those, Brad, on that one. But, you know, you've told us how the principles have helped you when things get tough. How has the success principle or the success tool of the day, inspired initiative or a drive to thrive, helped you to achieve your goals?
It brings you back into focus. It's easy to get distracted by the problems. Mm-hmm. And they come at you, and then when you're waking up and those are the things that you're thinking about, you get weighted down by that. I mean, it can, and you're the only one in charge, so you have to answer all those bad phone calls. You have to answer all those all those bad emails. You have to take those things on.
Right.
And so having that, being able to kind of redirect yourself to the positive things that you're doing.
I like it.
And to come back to those things, and it gets you back on focus as to what you are, and it makes those problems easier to tackle. But it's when you start, when you wake up and that's what you're facing, it's you got to bring yourself back around to it, to the things that are
why
truly important
this.
And why you're doing it.
Right.
And it
you
gives
get a
you
hug
energy.
From those kids and it
you
helps
get a hug
you.
From the kids. It makes a big difference. Absolutely.
So, Brad, what you're kind of telling us is you have a choice, to be aware of going after our dreams, or a choice of hiding under the covers and not getting up, right?
That's right.
And I want to remind our success friends that when it comes to insurance, you have a choice, and your first choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, health, Medicare supplement, business insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. We provide you with the best products for the best prices, and we have been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So, yes, you have a choice, but your first choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Slow down. It's scary out there.
And you can reach us at 651-738-0107. Or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And success friends, please understand, and Brad, I know you can vouch for us, we save literally everybody we talk to money on their insurance, and most of the time we give them better coverage. And we are so confident that we put our money where our mouth is. We will give anybody $25 if we can't beat your current home and auto rate. We call it the KLBB Challenge, so call us Monday through Friday and tell whoever answers the phone, I am taking the KLBB Radio Challenge.
Yeah, go ahead, take the challenge, I dare you.
Okay, success friends, Jerry's calling you out. And you can also check our counter at the fiercechoice.com website. We have saved our clients over $70,000 in insurance premiums this year. What do you think of that, Brad? Not bad, right?
That's fantastic.
And it's now time to announce some of our winners, right? Let's see. We're going to give a shout out to our new client, Paul M. Between his business and home, we saved him about $3,000.
Wow, fantastic.
Isn't that fabulous? And Caitlin F., $600 savings. So, success friends, give us a call for the KLBB Radio. Now, Brad, this show's moving along. We're almost time. You've been wonderful having you on here. You know, What do people do? Do people call you for an appraisal? Do they tell your real estate agent, hey, get this guy? I mean, how does that work?
They can do that, especially it depends on what their needs are for. Most of the appraisals that are done are through loan companies. But if an individual is looking just to get a value for their home, or they have a case for a divorce, or a situation where they're looking for their taxes to be reviewed, that's another option for them.
Okay. That's good to know. I mean, there's more than just the reason of buying a home that they
use.
Right,
more than just the loan.
I got you. Fantastic. And Brad, real quickly, it's time for our success secret. We're running out of time here, but these things are so important to people, okay? Our success tip of the day is that the longest journey starts with the first step. And Brad, that first step starts with your own inspiration. Think about it, success friends. No matter where you want to go, you start with a step. And Brad, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. So much more I want to talk to you about. Maybe we can get you back on
Absolutely.
Here one time. Any last thoughts you have for our success friends?
Just keep plugging away and keep typing into things like this. You need that kind of extra boost sometimes.
And get that lemon drop, right?
Need the lemon drop.
And success friends, remember, we'll be back here next week at 9 a.m. Call our agency at 738-0107. And as I said before, from the point, you have to have that inspiration, right? That individual initiative. And that is called finding your grand obsession. From that point on, the rest is easy. Find out something that's bigger than you, Brad, and we'll do it. Jerry, any last thoughts for our success friends?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there. And don't text and drive.
Bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.